talking about cigarettes earlier today. New Jersey, considering becoming the first state in America to require the age to be 21 to purchase tobacco products. New Jersey was the first state to raise the smoking age to 19. Now there are four states at that age, plus the District of Columbia. Another thing about maintaining it at age 21, 400,000 people a year die from smoking-related diseases. The number one preventable cause of disease and death in America, cigarettes and tobacco. Cigarettes and tobacco, yes, sir. Our next guest is Greg Conley, a research fellow at the Tobacco Policy for the Heartland Institute. It's time for the comment period for the proposed rulemaking by the Food and Drug Administration to classify electronic cigarettes as the equivalent of combustible tobacco. He's on the line with us. Greg, good morning.
Good morning to you, and welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Fresh air. I am a reformed smoker, so, you know, I'm not any stranger to this. I quit back on the 1st of June, 1999, so it has been more than 15 years since I smoked, and I clearly feel much better about it at this point. Where are we with this conversation, and where do you think we're going as far as the electronic cigarettes go?
Well, with electronic cigarettes, where we are now is that evidence is emerging that worldwide, several million smokers have quit using this product. And where we are now is that as that evidence grows, unfortunately, those who do not want to see tobacco tax revenues go down, those who are simply ideologically opposed to nicotine use, regardless of the fact that nicotine is not what is killing smokers, that kind of opposition to e-cigarettes, that kind of emotional-based opposition is going to grow. And that's kind of what's at the heart of the FDA's proposal to treat e-cigarettes kind of even more harshly than they do treat combustible cigarettes.
Now, why do you think that is? I mean, the e-cigarettes, I mean, as I just cited, 400,000 people a year will die from smoking-related diseases and illness. And I'm no expert on these e-cigarettes either. Obviously, I'm not a smoker. I don't pay much. I've seen people use them. They look to me like they must be, I don't know, they must have less impact on the body. They must have less negative impact on the body than a regular cigarette. But on the other hand, it's also training wheels, possibly, to head into real cigarettes. I'm torn here.
Well, the great news with youth is that there was a survey done by the CDC that was blown up by opponents as evidence showing that e-cigarettes are possibly hooking kids on nicotine, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that CDC study found that when you look at past 30-day use, teen smokers were 21 times more likely to have used an e-cigarette in the past 30 days than teen non-smokers. So all the surveys worldwide are showing that smokers are extremely interested in e-cigarettes. Meanwhile, non-smokers, the same people who would say, why would I light something on fire and inhale it into my lungs? Generally, those people are also saying, why would I use a battery-operated device? They treat it the same way, generally.
We're on the line with Greg Conley this morning talking about e-cigarettes and the move to make them regulated. The same as regular tobacco products are regulated. But, you know, to me, it's not the same. Regardless of the fact that I am anti-smoking, and I think that it would be best for everybody if cigarettes were just outlawed altogether, which puts me at odds with some of my libertarian-type friends, but so it is. I think with 400,000 people dying a year in this country from smoking-related diseases, the number one cause of preventable death in America that costs us all, that it would probably be best to get rid of it. I guess, you know, to regulate this electronic cigarette the same, though, it's not the same. It's not the same product. That'd be like regulating an electric car the same as you regulate an internal combustion car for emissions. To me, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, and the reason why I said earlier that the FDA is actually proposing to regulate them more harshly, harsher than cigarettes, is that the way that the Tobacco Control Act was set up was that all the cigarettes on the market in 2007, Marlboro, Camel, etc., There were no changes, nothing required of those companies. No applications to stay on the market, nothing. You can stay on in perpetuity. But the FDA's new rules proposed for e-cigarettes is that any e-cigarette made that's been on the market since 2007, which is all e-cigarettes, for every single product, you have to put in an application that costs between $1 million and $4 million per application. And Big Tobacco, that's nothing to them. They control about 30% of the market, and they have zero problem seeing all the small and medium-sized businesses that really cater to smokers. And they have the vape shops, the separate shops that cater to these people that really have experts in the field to try and get smokers to quit. And this regulation would just be absolutely crushing to the vast, vast majority of businesses in this industry.
All right, Greg, I appreciate your input today trying to educate us. We're probably going to have you back to understand this a little bit better. But, Greg Conley, thank you so much.
Thank you. There's a lot coming up in Michigan, so I'd be glad to.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. And I want to touch base with Mike in Lansing, former smoker, e-cigarette user, and a doctor. Mike, we only have about 40 seconds, but give me your take on it.
It's strictly about losing money. Tobacco was money back in the Virginia times, early colony times. It's big money now. It's a cash cow for government. They're going to destroy anything. It is going to take their money away. E-cigarettes make you quit smoking. Stop smoking the tobacco. It is bad for you. E-cigarettes will make you quit. Nobody goes from e-cigarettes to tobacco because it stinks. So, you know, all the claims about how evil it is the only evil is that government's losing money.
And that's it. The bottom line, they'll kill their own citizens for a little bit of revenue. Mike, thank you for checking in.